Well, Josh Jenkins is the superstar forward for the Adelaide Crows. They've got a big game on Thursday night. They've got a big second half of the season to come, and this young man's going to be front and centre when it comes to shaping the outcome of their season. We'll have a quick chat about Thursday night footy with him on the way through, but it was another reason I wanted to get the big lad on, and he's been good enough to join us. G'day, Josh.
Hey, Andy, how you going?
Mate, I'm going well. You wrote a column last week on ESPN, which for many of us in the industry who grapple with the difficulty with access to get to you guys and to clubs and our lament that we don't document the game of AFL footy at the elite level the way the Americans do their sports. They do it better than anyone. And you felt compelled to write a column about it. Why was that?
Well, I guess the reason I wanted to write about it is because I sit and watch. I can't wait to get home and see what NFL Network's got for us to watch. And, you know, I'm a fan of both sports. I'm a fan of the NFL, but I'm also, despite the fact that I play, I'm a big fan of the AFL. And I just, being lucky enough to be inside the four walls of a football club, I see what goes on and I see I'm a part of sometimes great moments. And I just feel like if we were able to document those moments with, you know, there's cameras and microphones everywhere, every phone, iPad can do it. I just feel like we'd have such a great archive of things that we can go back and look at in 20 or 30 years, like the NFL do.
Hallelujah. This is a conversation that I've probably got 30 years on you in terms of time on planet. This is a conversation, Josh, that people have been having for a long, long time now. We're getting better at it, but we don't get the sort of access that you've been blown away by with a show like Hard Knocks. And for people who don't know about Hard Knocks, tell us about the show and why you like it so much.
Well, Hard Knocks is probably the extreme example because each year one NFL team is asked or basically told that HBO will be following them. Now, the full camera crew will follow them and they'll mic up pretty much all the players, all the coaches, and nothing will be off limits. Now, I'm sure there will be some aspects of an NFL preseason that are just, you just can't, you know, you can't be given access to. But
yep.
In saying that, players get cut. Players, the conversations of a player and a coach having to tell a young guy that he's been cut, that's all shown. And that's as raw as it gets. And, you know, we're probably a fair way away from that. But the Hard Knocks series, and it's only five episodes throughout a training camp of the NFL team, but it just gives you absolute raw emotion and insight into how much those guys, because, you know, nothing's guaranteed in the NFL, no contracts, no money, you know, are fully guaranteed. And it just gives you some insight into what those guys actually go through and what it actually takes for an NFL club to prepare for a season.
How do you reckon a club like, you know, the club that you know better than any, how do you reckon the Adelaide Crows would go if this proposition was put to them and the players within the club? Based on, you know, I don't know whether you've had conversations with your teammates about this, but what you know of them, would they be happy to allow that sort of access?
I think so. The important point that I hope I made in my column was it's not going to be for everyone, and they don't ask, in the Hard Knocks, they don't ask everyone to, yeah, or demand everyone to do it. It's for the guys that are comfortable with it. And, you know, myself, Sam Jacobs, Tom Lynch, you know, there are a few guys that would be open to wearing microphones and doing things like this. And the guys that are a little bit would like to shy away from it, that's fine. You know, it's not for everyone. But, you know, our club's certainly understanding of the fact. And I think there are a few clubs starting to lead the way in this is probably the way of the future. So it's going to be interesting to see which clubs really jump into it first.
But we get this kind of, we're talking to Josh Jenkins about the potential of opening up access at our footy clubs. A lot of clubs are owning their own media now. Josh, you know that. I'm sure the footy club asks you and your teammates to do stuff for the internal Adelaide Crows TV all the time. And while it's fantastic, and, you know, in the middle of a lot of it, there's, you know, some really good access that we on the outside are given, but it's generally pretty sanitised. Nothing's going to go out that the club doesn't want to have out there. Whereas this could be different. This could be a very different scenario. And we've seen it in Hard Knocks. We've seen, you know, elements of the business that display a really ruthless side to it. Do you reckon the club, AFL clubs are kind of, I don't know whether mature is the right word, but are they, for want of a better word, are they mature enough to be able to put themselves out there like those other American clubs do and have some potentially negative stuff put out in the marketplace?
Probably initially, the first couple of negative stories or storylines that come out, clubs are really going to probably be quite concerned about. But it just needs to be part and parcel. And I think as an industry, and I really want to separate myself from Adelaide because I didn't write this.
No. This column. It's for ESPN. Yeah, you've written this. Absolutely. So yep.
So I didn't want to I didn't want people to see this as me sort of attacking a Crow.
Mate, I didn't read it that way at all. So I'm glad you put that out there. Yep.
So it's I think as an industry we've backed ourselves into a bit of a corner that we have to be so protective and as I write there are so many partners and we're not owned by private rich private businessmen who basically can just funnel money into the club. We rely on sponsors and corporate partnerships, so we have to keep those intact. But I just think we've backed ourselves into such a corner that everyone's a little bit too scared and no one really wants to take the first step back to allowing to just show the human element of players more. So that's basically what I'm suggesting is just the players are the it's such so many characters within a football club that no one else gets to see.
Do you reckon over in the States, and you clearly watch a lot of it and you're a genuine fan of American sport, there's a different mindset with American athletes. I'm always struck by that. There's a lot of them are very happy with the look at me type, attitude. Whereas over here, we go the other way. It's almost, the Australian sports people are very much, it's the whole, not the individual. Do you reckon that lends American broadcasters to do this sort of stuff better than we would if we were in Australia?
Yeah, I think so. The American guys, it gets confused, and fairly as well. Some of it is pure, I guess what you'd say, arrogance. But a lot of what the Americans, a lot of those guys have genuinely done it tough and, they've had really rough upbringings and they see themselves as a business. Whilst they sit inside a team, they genuinely see they've got three or four agents and PR people and they've got guys that, guess what you'd say, an entourage, and they genuinely see themselves as their own brand. So they're more than happy to build their own brand and that's part of why they're so open. But, we're probably a fair bit different in that sense. But, I still think there's no reason why, as I said, the characters of the game can't be on display a little bit more.
And the great thing about, I don't know whether you're probably too young to remember this, the centenary footy, 96, there was 100 years of footy doco put out. And you mentioned the word archive before. That the best parts of that documentary were the few bits and pieces of archival stuff that we had of the great coaches and some of the great players behind the sort of the closed doors that have often been put up in front of the media. That was what made that documentary so great. That's what makes all these American docos that you're talking about so great. It would be brilliant if we had more of that stuff to call on whenever we wanted to put together these big documentaries of the game and why it is the game that we love so much.
And I think that's an aspect of that clubs can also tap into is, let's not forget, NFL Films is an absolute juggernaut in terms of the money that it creates for the game as well. And I think that, I made an example at the end of my column of when Joel Selwood reportedly grabbed the Cats aside at halftime of the grand final when he was a first or second year player and basically gave the chat that a captain or a coach would give. And I just said that imagine if the media had access to the rooms or Selwood or someone was wearing a microphone and we were just able to put that into a bit of a documentary about how the Cats went on and won that premiership. It'll just be, and there are hundreds and hundreds of examples similar to that the NFL do document. And I just think we could, and they're all positive, from a club's point of view. Those are all, and what we really would like to see are when our teams succeed or when individuals step up and make unbelievable plays. And that's what we'd all love to see.
Oh, those moments in time capture would be absolutely fantastic. Hey, just one last one before. And look, I gave you didn't the club didn't want you to talk about your contracts. I'm not going to ask you. I gave you a promise that we wouldn't talk about that. That's a matter between you and the club. And when we need to know about that, you'll let us know. Thursday night footy, does that change your schedule much? Is that an easy adjustment for a pro player in footy to make these days?
It's a little bit of an adjustment. We've been lucky. We've had a couple of goes at it, but it's coming off the bye, we've been able to construct our week as normal. We've just had the coaches, Pocky's just had to remind us that, today's not Monday. It's actually a Wednesday. You know, we're about to get going. So just a little jolt the memory of players and understand that we're about to, you know, the game can quickly come up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's only Tuesday, Wednesday. And oh, hang on, we're playing in 48 hours' time. So the positive aspect of it is it's such a great... We're lucky over here, and we may endure a bit of rough weather on Thursday night. I think they're talking about some hail, but we are really lucky that we get these standalone games and we get to showcase both our footy club and the Oval as well. And I mean, I'm sure you've been across to the Oval.
That's
on
awesome,
a Thursday or a Friday night game. It's a sensational place to be.
Keep up the good work. Hopefully we get to read more of this sort of stuff. It was good to see a young footballer thinking beyond necessarily his own little patch. And I think it's a really worthy contribution you've made. Keep it up. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
Josh Jenkins. The AFL should allow open access similar to NFL's Hard Knocks as a story. You can find it on ESPN.com. Just search Hard Knocks Josh Jenkins and it'll pop up if you want to have a read of it. It's a really worthy contribution.